الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من يأخذ عني هذه الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعمل بهن فقلت أنا يا رسول الله فقال فأخذ بيدي فعد خمسا فقال اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما ولا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and friends, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us the greatest wealth that anyone can ever possess. That is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a death and a mort upon iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. We find if you look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then on various occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used various methods of giving advice to the Sahaba and people who came to seek advice. Sometimes a person would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he would say, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, O Nabi of Allah, give me some advice. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell this person, alayka bi taqwa Allah, that hold steadfast, hold firm onto the fear of Allah. Hold firm onto the awareness that Allah is watching at all times. Sometimes a person will come, O Nabi of Allah, awsini, give me advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell that person, la taghdab, control your anger. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use this approach, like Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk. Then, O Mu'adh, I love you very closely, very dearly I love you. Then he said, O Mu'adh, لا تدعن دبر كل صلاة مكتوبة. Do not forget, do not leave out this dua after every farz salah. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Which means, O Allah, help me, assist me to make your dhikr, to remember you, to be grateful to you, and to beautify my ibadat. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be traveling with the Sahaba. Like that incident where Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was sitting on the conveyance behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. That, oh young boy, I want to teach you a few things. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him a few things. So this was various ways when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to advise the people. On one occasion, one youngster came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Nabi of Allah, i'dhan li bi zina. Imagine coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission to commit zina. Imagine someone has to come to us or to a great alim and ask a question like that. All the people will pounce on him. If it was someone like me, I'll shout him immediately, get out from me. How can you ask a question like that? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, bring him close. When he came close, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, أَتُحِبُّهُ لِأُمِّكَ? that, do you like zina with your mother? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, never. I will never tolerate that. He said, فَالنَّاسُ لَا يُحِبُّونَهُ لِأُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. Just like how you don't like someone to commit zina with your mother, nobody else, she is also someone else's mother who you intended to commit zina with, that her child also won't tolerate that. He asked him, do you like someone committing zina with your sister, etc.? And he gave the same answer. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nobody will like someone committing zina with their sister. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his mubarak hand on his chest and he made dua for him, Allahumma ghfir dhanbahu wa tahhir qalbahu wa hassin farjahu. That, oh Allah, forgive his sins, oh Allah, purify his heart, and oh Allah, grant him chastity. So this person, after that, he says, the most detested thing to him was zina. The most hated thing to him was zina. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used various methods of explaining to the people, of giving advice. So on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, that who amongst you is prepared to learn from me these few advices and practice upon it, or teach these advices to someone else who will practice upon it, who will practice upon them. So who is prepared to learn from me these advices and practice upon them, or teach someone else these advices and that person or those people will practice upon these advices? So Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately he said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm ready. He was a great sahabi, narrator of 5,374 ahadith. O Nabi of Allah, I'm ready. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of his hand. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned five things. The first advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him was, he said, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Stay away from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. You will become the greatest abid, the greatest worshipper. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Be happy and content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you, has given you. You will become the wealthiest of people. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. And be kind towards your neighbor, you will be a true believer. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. And love for others what you love for yourself, you will be a true Muslim. وَلَا تُكْفِرِ الضِّحْكَ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. And do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter creates the heart to die. It's a means of the heart dying. So these were the advices that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, which Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu took it upon himself to pass it on to the ummah. So the first advice was, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Refrain from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram. By means of that, you will become the greatest abid. Today, if you want to judge a person's piety, then we always look at what actions he is carrying out. That person, mashallah, is performing a lot of nafil salah, which we should be doing. He's fasting a lot, he's giving a lot of charity. These are all good actions. But together with that, to refrain from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram, to refrain from sin, this in itself is a great ibadat. This in itself is a great act of worship. To refrain from haram. So this is the first thing that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahabi, he told Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that refrain from haram and you will become the greatest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person commits sin, sometimes a person thinks it's a small sin, it's only a minor sin. But that minor sin eventually becomes a major sin. Like a person, if he takes a small match and he lights something small piece of paper or something, and he says, no, this is only a small fire. And he places it somewhere in the house. Then the small match, that small spark, that small fire, what is the end result? It ends up burning the entire home. So similarly, a person persisting upon small gunas and small sins, this becomes a means of a person destroying his akhirat. Calculate within us that how we can make it a point to refrain from sin. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awareness that Allah is watching us. A person in the house of Allah will not commit a sin. Why? Because everyone is looking at him. Person in the open will not commit a sin. Why? Everyone is looking at him. But in the seclusion also, to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Doesn't insan realize Allah ta'ala says that Allah is always watching him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was his habit that he used to go around Medina Munawwara. Like how we say gush, he used to go around and patrol the streets of Medina Munawwara as Amirul Mu'mineen to see what is happening. So on one such occasion, he passed by one home and there was a discussion going on between the mother and daughter. Now they used to sell milk from their home. So the mother suggested to the daughter that why don't we put some water in this milk to increase the volume of this milk, and by means of that we'll get more profit, we'll make more money. That too, she was testing the iman of the daughter. That today she is here, tomorrow she's going to be someone's wife. What is the level of her iman? Tomorrow she's going to be someone's mother. What is the level? Is she prepared to be? Is she ready for her to be a mother? Is she ready to be someone's wife, to run a home? So the daughter replied, now Umar radiallahu anhu is walking past that house, and he can hear that conversation. Homes weren't like our homes today, where the entrance is far and the road is far. It was all close. So the daughter told the mother that this is totally against the teachings of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot add water to the milk to increase the volume. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man ghashana falaysa minna. That person who gives us dhoka, who deceives us, he is not amongst us. He is not from amongst us. So, the mother tells the daughter, but now Amirul Mu'mineen is not here. How will he know that we added water to the milk? So look at the fear of Allah in this daughter, the iman, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. That if Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu is not watching me, then isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching me? That is that awareness that we have to bring into our hearts, in our lives, that Allah is always watching me. Like how a person is driving and he sees a traffic cop. Now if he is talking on his cell phone, immediately he hides the cell phone or he drops it down. If he's not wearing his seatbelt, he puts it, why? Because why? He has the greatness of that traffic cop in his heart. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have to have in our hearts. And really, brothers, committing sin is just an outward enjoyment. It's an artificial enjoyment. There's no real pleasure in committing sin. They give the example, like a person who has some eczema or some rash. Now when the person scratches that rash, he gets a temporary enjoyment. He enjoys scratching. It's artificial, it's not real. Because immediately after he stops, now that rash is gone bad, it's gone worse. So similarly, a person commits sin, that enjoyment is temporary, it's fake, it's artificial. But the consequences of that sin are great. Allama Busayri rahimahullah has mentioned in his Qasida Burda, he said, وَالنَّفْسُ كَالطِّفْلِ إِن تُهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ وَإِن تُفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. He says that our nafs, we all have this nafs, that our nafs is like a child, like a suckling child. That if the mother leaves a child and says, you know what, why must I take this child off breast milk? Rather let it carry on drinking. And what will happen? Shabba ala hubbi rida. The child will grow up and will not leave the chest of the mother. Wa in tuftimhu yanfatimi. But if you have to now stop the child, the person, the mother has to stop the child from now drinking that milk after the 2 years or whatever time. Now initially, the child will be crying, howling the entire night. The child will cry, the mother will cry. The mother will stay awake, the father will be awake. Everyone will get disturbed. But the end result is that now the child will leave the chest of the mother. The child will be weaned off this. Similarly, a person is committing sin. Now if you carry on committing the sin, then we grow up with that habit. It becomes nature of a person. Initially a small sin, a person feels, hey, what a guna. Now a person carries on committing sin. Now that becomes a person's fitra. It doesn't even realize that this is a sin. Now we are in this period. We know everyone is out. The kuffar are celebrating. So we have to be very, very careful that how we can protect our iman. We don't go to such places where vice and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are broken, where the disobedience of Allah ta'ala takes place. We don't go ourselves, we don't introduce our family, our children to these places. A person looks at something haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allah ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, that this evil glance, it is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. Sahmun min sihami iblis masmum. This evil glance looking at haram, it's a poisonous arrow from the poisonous arrows of shaitan. And Allah ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, Man tarakahu makhafati abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi. That person who leaves out this evil glance looking at haram out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, in exchange of that, I will give him such iman that he will experience the sweetness of that iman in his heart. Today, unfortunately, we know what is our condition. When it's time to make the dhikr of Allah, we find a difficulty. To recite the Holy Quran is difficult. To recite one juz of Quran also is difficult. But you know how much of time gets wasted on a cell phone, on the internet, on useless things. Hours go by, a person doesn't even realize. But when a person makes an effort to stay away from haram, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us such an iman that a person will experience the sweetness of that iman. Now a person is reading Quran, he doesn't want to stop reciting Quran. He reads 3 juz of the Quran, 4 paras, 5 paras, he doesn't want to stop. He doesn't want to stop listening to the Quran. He makes zikr of Allah, he's enjoying the zikr of Allah. He's reciting nafil salah, he's enjoying, he's going into sajda, he doesn't want to come up from the sajda, he's enjoying himself in communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. So respected elders and friends, this is something we have to make an effort, that how we can live a life where we refrain from all those things that Allah ta'ala has made haram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by abstaining from haram, you become the greatest abid, the greatest worshipper. Because automatically now, you will have that inclination towards good deeds. Now a person wants to do good deeds. Person wants to go to the masjid. He wants to be in a good environment. The second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. That be content to do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you, you will be the most wealthiest person. Whatever Allah ta'ala has given us, to be content, to be happy with that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. That, oh Allah, keep me content with whatever risk you have given me. Whatever risk you have given me. Risk is not only our sustenance, that wealth we're looking at. A person, Allah ta'ala gave him children, alhamdulillah, oh Allah, I'm content. Keep me content with his children. Allah ta'ala gave him a wife, oh Allah, keep me content with his wife. Allah ta'ala gave him a home, keep him, oh Allah, keep me content with the shelter that you have given me. Whatever you have, oh Allah, keep me content. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would curse the person who made this dunya his maqsad, his objective. He's only chasing after the dunya. And he is not content. No. ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى القلب أو غنى النفس. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that true wealth is not having a lot of things of this world, but true wealth is the contentment of the heart. Urwat ibn Zubayr rahimahullah, it is mentioned about him that he lost his one leg and he lost one child on one particular night. The same night he lost his leg and he lost his child. So when some people went to console him for taziyah, they went to him. So he said, he made a dua. He said, "Oh Allah, lakal hamdu. Oh Allah, I thank you. Oh Allah, I have to praise you, I have to thank you. I appreciate so many of your ni'mas you have given me. That, oh Allah, I have 7 children. Akhadta wahidan wa abqaita sittan. You only took one of my children and you left 6 for me. Oh Allah, you only took one of my legs and you left the other leg for me. Allahumma la in kunta akhadta shay'an faqad abqaita akhar. Oh Allah, if you have taken from me something, you have also left so much for me to make shukr for. Oh Allah, if you have tested me, la in ibtalaytani faqad afaytani, you have also given me ease also." Recently, about 2 weeks ago, on a Monday, we go for Gush. So we were going to one area and we met one person who met up in an accident. Leg was amputated. Motorbike accident. So we didn't know. We went to the house. We hooted. Then he was living upstairs. So he said, "Bhai, can you please open the gate?" He threw the key, opened the gate. We went upstairs. He was sitting on a wheelchair. This person was so content. He was so happy in the condition. He said, "Allah Pak only took away one leg of mine." To be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. That be content, be happy with Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You will become the wealthiest person. If a person doesn't have qana'at, person doesn't have contentment, then all the wealth of this world, لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لأحب أن يكون له واديان ولا يملأ فاه إلا تراب ويتوب الله على من تاب. That if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the greed of insan, that if a person is not content, he can have all the wealth of this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person has an entire valley of gold. Now imagine, we know what is the price of one gold, one krugerrand, whatever it is, one piece of gold, an entire valley of, in other words, if he has the entire dunya, but this insan, he is not content, he says, "Oh Allah, give me one more valley of gold." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the only thing that will keep him, that will satiate his greed for dunya, is the sand of the qabr. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's not much time now. So inshallah, maybe some other time we'll continue with this advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just to recap, the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is refrain from haram, you will become the greatest worshipper. The second thing he mentioned is be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given you, you will become the wealthiest person. The third thing he mentioned is be kind to your neighbor, you will be a true mu'min. The fourth thing he mentioned is that love for others what you love for yourself, you will be a true Muslim. And the fifth advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter will kill the nur of a person's heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to practice. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.